I'd like you to turn with me in the Word of God to the Gospel of John, chapter 11, as we stand to our feet. John, chapter 11. Begin reading in verse number 21. This, of course, is the great story of Lazarus. We're not going to go through the whole story, but we'll take a section out of it here. And I want to talk about Martha a little bit tonight. I want to preach on what Martha didn't know, but she found out. The Bible says in verse number 21, "Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. And Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for our hearts being blessed by the music tonight. In these next few moments that we have together, I pray that you would be lifted up, and our hearts would be stirred. We'd come to a greater understanding of who you are and your ability, what you want to do in our lives. Lord, we'll thank you for what is accomplished. Hide me, Lord, behind the cross. Help me, Lord, not to say what I want to say, but Lord, help me to say what you want me to say. May my thoughts and words be guided by thee, and may you be exalted. It's in Christ's name we do pray. Amen and amen. When we look at Martha, we see that she's typical of a lot of Christians today. In verse 22, she says, "But I know that even now," she understood the ability of the Lord. In verse 24, she said again, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection the last day." We know that Lazarus is dead. And she said, "If you had been here, Lord, he would not have died." Martha was like a lot of believers. They truly believe, but sometimes we believe without the confidence as to just lay aside our care. It's not like people distrust the Lord or question the truth of what he says, but they wonder things like, how can this be? How can this happen? A lot of people so many times miss the major part of the present comfort and the blessing that God and his word can give us. Martha knew what Christ could do. She had that understanding. But she really didn't understand everything about it, because there were some questions that she had and some things that she went through. We have to understand that the how and the why in our lives belong to the Lord. They're always in his hands. It's his business. And you think about this, it is God's business to arrange matters so as to fulfill his own promises to us. He arranges things in our life to prove himself to us, and then to prove himself through us. And when he proves himself to us, then we are to testify that, and that's when he proves himself through us. And that's how the Lord wants to work. We need to learn to sit at the Lord's feet like Mary did. You remember when Martha had the Lord Jesus into her house, and Martha was cumbered about with much serving, the Bible says. But Mary, she found herself there at the feet of Jesus, just enjoying his presence. Martha said, "Lord, make her do something." And Jesus says, "She's chosen something better. She's chosen just to be with me, to be in my presence." And sometimes that's what happens in our life. We get so busy that we forget to enjoy the presence of God and allow him to guide us. Yes, there was serving that needed to be done, but I believe Martha would have done well to have taken some time to be at the feet of the Lord Jesus and to gain from that and to be blessed by that, considering what he's promised. And if we were to take that time to be with the Lord and then to go and to serve, then I think that we would be choosing the better part, because then we would have the instructions that we needed. Here, Lazarus has died, and when the Lord Jesus told Martha that her brother would rise again, she said this, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." There were some faults with that. I want you to look at this. I'm going to give you three things here, and then I'm going to give you three things in just a moment. It's going to be quick. I want you to get a hold of these things. Martha set a practical bound to the Savior's words. He said that her brother would rise again. And she says, of course, there's going to be a resurrection. And then my brother will rise with the rest. And she came to the conclusion that the Savior could not mean anything beyond that. And so many times we're so prone to limit God when His Word has promised us so much. We put God in a box sometimes, don't we? And we think, it can't be any more than this. Martha, when he said, thy brother shall rise again, she said, well, I know he will at the resurrection. So she's putting the Lord, she's setting a practical bound to the Savior's words. You know, if we could only have our mind cleared, better still, just our understanding expanded, or even more than that, if we could just have our faith increased and just say, I know that God can do all things. We believe it in our mind, but we don't live it with our lives. We know that God can do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think because we believe the Bible. But we don't think that He will. We set practical bounds so many times, just like Martha did that day. She set a practical bound to the Savior's word. Then she put the promise off in a remote distance. She said, in the resurrection at the last day. She said, I know He'll rise again. And she thought it to be a very long way off. And so she couldn't really get any comfort out of that. You know, yeah, that's a long time from now. But the Lord Jesus was there in her presence to comfort her. He said, thy brother shall rise again. Now, truthfully, every one of us would have probably been just like Martha. We're not casting stones at her tonight. But what we need to do is learn from what happened here. And see, she puts the promise that He's just given to her, and she throws it so far out in the distance. Her brother was going to be raised that day, but she said, yeah, at the resurrection, the last day. Don't put off the promises that God has for us. See, we pray for rest and peace and joy in our lives. And so many times we go and say, well, that won't happen until Jesus comes. But do you know that God promises us rest now? And peace now? And joy now? Do you understand that we don't need to put the promises off to the distance that God has given to us now? That's what Martha was doing. She set a practical bound to the Savior's word. She put the promise off into a remote distance. And then listen to this. She mixed the personal with the multitudes. She included Lazarus, if you will, in the resurrection at the last day when there's going to be that resurrection of all those that have died in the Lord. She just mixes him with all the rest of the dead. He will rise with the rest of the dead in the last day is what she's saying. But there was something personal for her now. This was the Lord Jesus speaking. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. And she needed to see that and to understand that. What's an amazing thing is that she had seen the Lord work many miracles. She had watched God do great things. But then she just kind of throws Lazarus into the mix with everybody else. But here's the Lord Jesus. And He's speaking to her. And He's speaking personally to her. And if we're the children of God, we need to realize that the Lord deals with us personally many times. And we can help ourselves to His promises. We sing the song, Every Promise in the Book is Mine. every chapter, every verse, every line, but do we believe it? Do we believe what the Bible says? See, Martha knew certain things, but apparently there were some things that she just didn't know, but she's getting ready to find out. Because I'm telling you, Lazarus didn't stay dead. No. When Jesus left, Lazarus was alive. That's a great story, isn't it? We need to understand that God is personally dealing with us, and God has personal promises to us. And so many times we think that they're so far out in the distance, and we think that it doesn't include right now. And I love the song that we sang tonight, and I love to sing it as often as we can. There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. My Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We talk about the promises in the sweet by and by, and they're all true, and they're all right. But let's not forget about the promises of the here and now. I see all that's going on in the world, and sometimes I begin to scratch my head. I begin to let my heart get filled with fear, and then I try to remember that God is still on the throne. God said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. God said, I will take care of you. I will be with you always. I don't have to worry about all that's going on because God is my Savior, and He promised everything's going to be all right. We can hold on to those promises. Lazarus is dead. Things didn't look good. The Lord comes. Martha said, if you'd have been here, he would not have died. And she says, I know that you can do things. You can talk to God and you can do this. And whatever you ask, God will give it to you. And so right after she says that, Jesus said, thy brother shall rise again. Well, I know he will rise again at the last. I mean, you know, she's not listening. We're just like her, though. I know, but... Well, God, I know that's what you said, but surely. How many times do we do things like that? Aren't we guilty? But notice something very wonderful about this. The Lord didn't get angry with Martha. He didn't scold her or tell her that he was ashamed of her. But it seems like just... with that love and that spirit that he had, he just began to teach her more of things concerning himself. More about Jesus. More of him. That's the cure for our faults. Just knowing him better. Understanding him better. Chris and I were talking about something that somebody said today about how you come to experience God through relationships with other people. But the Bible doesn't say that. The Bible says we need to know God, and then when we know God, we will understand people better. John 2:25 clarifies that. We need to understand these things. The Lord Jesus didn't get angry with Martha. He just took it as a time to teach her some things. He says, I'm going to show you that my promises are true and my promises are real. And he helped her. Martha was looking into the sky for life, or gazing down into the deeps for the resurrection, when the very resurrection in life was standing right in front of her. He was smiling upon her, and he was cheering her, and he was helping her with her heavy heart. Now I'm going to give you three things, three very quick things, that she didn't know fully when Jesus arrived, but by the time she left, she came to know him. And these things are things that we need to know tonight, and we can know, and I hope we do know. And I'm going to give them to you, and we're going to be done. I want to encourage you to take hold of the promises of God. Number one, we can know His presence restores life. His presence restores life. Jesus said in verse 23, thy brother shall rise again. The presence of Christ means life. The presence of Christ means resurrection, and that's what it meant to Lazarus. If Jesus comes to Lazarus, then Lazarus is going to live. Jesus virtually says, I am to Lazarus the power that can make him live again. I am the power that can keep him in life. And somebody would say, you know, you always get these arguments when you talk about this. Somebody would say, well, the Lord Jesus is here in spirit. Why can't we expect to see our dear loved ones in the past come back to life? I want you to understand what I'm getting ready to say. If Jesus wanted to, he could bring every one of them back to life. Now I want you to understand, this was before Christ had died on the cross of Calvary. This was before Christ had taken captivity captive, broke them loose, and taken them to glory. We understand this. We're not going to get into discussion about the grave and paradise and all that tonight. We've talked about that so many times. But here's Lazarus. He's been dead for 4 days. And Jesus loved Lazarus. He wept with the people as they wept. And he goes and he calls Lazarus. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. And we say, why don't he raise people from the dead? I've got family in heaven. And that's where they are now. They're not in the grave. Their spirit, their soul is in heaven. I don't want to bring them back. They're there in the presence of the Lord. They're absent from the body and present with the Lord. And I'm so happy about that. People that would say, I want to bring them back, are so very selfish. And if you tried to bring them back, they would hold on and say, I'm not going back. I'm staying here. But I know His presence restores life. And we need to see this. That all around us there are people that are dead in trespasses and sin. And they need to be restored to life. We need to be telling people what Jesus can do for them. Because His presence brings life. And when we carry Jesus with us everywhere we go, when we take Him and we give Him to others, He can give them life. And that's the kind of life we need to be trying to see restored. People need to be that have been born once need to be born twice. They have been born once, but they must be born again. I know His presence restores life. Number two, I know His power removes death. The Lord Jesus arrives at the tomb. And death was removed. The Bible says in verse number 44, He that was dead came forth. We're not talking about, I'm trying to help us to understand all that's going on with Martha here. We always talk about Lazarus. Let's think about Martha. Martha came to understand that His power removes death. And He has that power. When Jesus comes, the living believers shall not die. After the coming of Christ, there'll be no more death for His people. When Jesus comes again. Paul said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. No more death. There's going to be a time when we're going to be like Enoch and Elijah. We're going to pass into glory without wading through that valley of death. I'm looking forward to that, aren't you? His power removes death. And then I know His promise reveals heaven. Verse 26 says, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And Jesus was here and He was speaking to Martha and He's speaking to us too. That even though our loved ones have gone to sleep in the Lord, they're not dead. Their bodies may be in the grave, but they're not there. That's thrilling to me. I've not had many people die in my life. I really haven't. My grandfather died when I was 3. My other grandfather died when I wasn't hardly 3. I think he died in 68, 69. That was in the 1900s. That's funny, isn't it? I don't think so. My grandmother, my granny died in the 90s. We have a little baby in heaven. I have a little nephew in heaven. have some other nephews, nieces in heaven. The people that I've been really close to, I've not had a lot of death. I didn't know a lot about my grandparents, of course, both my grandfathers, because I was 2 and 3 when they died. One grandfather had such a testimony of knowing the Lord and loving the Lord and being a man of God. I believe with all my heart I'm going to see him in heaven. The other one had a testimony of knowing the Lord. I just don't know as much about him. Haven't heard as much about him. I hope he's in heaven. Had an uncle that passed away just a few years ago. He assured me that he knew the Lord Jesus as his Savior. There was many things there that we had concerns about, but his testimony, I mean, I spoke to him for hours wanting to know. He wasn't perfect, but when I look in the mirror, I find I'm not either. But if you ever trusted Jesus Christ as his Savior, he's in heaven. And little babies are in heaven. That's sweet, isn't it? Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Those babies didn't have the opportunity to live and believe in him, but they were under his care and under his grace. But these others, as they lived, as they put their faith in him, he promised them heaven. And that's where they are. And tonight, that's exactly what he's saying to you. If you'll believe in me, heaven can be yours. And it's there and it's available. My grandfather's bodies may be in the grave. My granny's body may be in the grave. My uncle's body may be in the grave. But if they believed in Christ, their soul, their spirit is in heaven. And one day, one glorious day, the Lord Jesus is going to return. And that corruption will put on incorruption. And this mortal will put on immortality. And we're going to rise up together and we're going to be in heaven forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. What a time. And Lord Jesus was saying, Martha, there's something here. Yes, you know that whatever I ask God to do, He will do it. But you need to know there's more to it than that. I can restore life. I can remove death. And I can reveal heaven. And he wasn't just saying it to Martha. It was written and preserved for us. And he's telling us tonight that he can restore life. And he can remove death. And he can reveal heaven. And we need to know what Martha went away knowing. And as a believer, we need to rest on the promises of God. I'm tired of fretting and worrying when God's got it in control. We need to put our faith and trust in Him. Martha said, if you'd have been here, Lord, he wouldn't have died. The Lord could have said it in these words, Martha, if I'd have been here, you wouldn't get to see what I'm getting ready to do. And what he did was awesome. Lazarus, come forth. And what does it say? In verse number 44, and he that was dead came forth. That's what Jesus can do. You can know him, and you can know these things. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Lord, I pray tonight that we've been helped through your word and encouraged. And sometimes I think we all feel like Martha and we think, Lord, if you would have returned, these things wouldn't have happened. Lord, I feel like so many times if you would just come on back, we wouldn't see this world go this way. But we know that your promises are true. And we know that you're going to prove yourself to us. just like Martha knew that you could do these things. But Lord, help us to come to a greater knowledge and to put greater faith and confidence in Thee.